Restoring My Soul, Monday the 20th of June. I have bought a piece of land. In the parable of the Great Supper in the Gospel of Luke, we can liken the certain man to God the Father. We can also liken the servant to Jesus Christ. We note that Jesus referred to a singular servant in this parable, whereas in the parable of the wedding feast, he referred to the sending of many servants. The prophet Isaiah declared that Jesus Christ would come as the servant of the Father. The first man in the parable said to the servant, "I have bought a piece of ground and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused." This man had evidently made a choice to buy a piece of land that did not previously belong to him. His decision may have been motivated by his own desire for a certain lifestyle, to increase his generative capacity, or even to help someone else who had fallen upon hard times. Regardless of the motive, it was the expression of his own initiative. We observe, however, that the expression of the man's freedom of initiative to purchase this land led him into bondage. That is, the ownership of this land immediately imposed certain obligations upon him. We don't know whether these obligations were real or perceived, but we know that the bondage upon the man was real. He said to the servant, "And I must go and see it." He probably viewed this course of action as being a legitimate expression of accountable stewardship. Believing in the veracity of his own decisions and the expression of his own stewardship, the man felt fully justified in refusing the invitation that he had received from the servant. He did not recognize the importance of the invitation to the agape meal. The man believed that he had legitimate grounds for being excused from the supper. He expected that the servant would readily grant his request. This presumption demonstrated his pride. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 14, verses 16 to 18, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14, and Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 and 6. For further study, Jeremiah chapter 17.